Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up?
It's time for Jonah Bay on Hindsight Radio.
On your dick, no homo. I bought my whole family whips, no Vovos. Next time I'm in church, please, no photos. Police escort, everybody passport. This the life that everybody asked for. This a fast life, we are on a crash course. What you think I rap for, to push the fucking rap for? But I know that if I stay stunting, all these girls only gon' want one thing. I could spend my whole life goodwill hunting. Only good gon' come and be good when I'm coming. She got an ass that'll swallow up a G-string. And up top, two V-sting. And I'm V-sting off the re-sling. And my nigga just made it out the precinct. We give a damn about the drama that you do bring. I'm just trying to change the color on your mood ring. Reebok, baby, you need to try some new things. Have you ever had shoes without shoestrings? What's that, yay? Baby, these heels. Is that a made what? Baby, these wheels. You tripping when you ain't sipping. Have a refill. You're feeling like you're running, huh? Now you know how we feel.
Hey,
yeah, yeah.
Hey,
what's up?
time for Jonah Bay on Hindsight Radio. Keep it locked. You're tuned in to Jonah Bay on Hindsight Radio.
What's up, what's up, what's up? How y'all doing out there? Man, ain't y'all getting tired of hearing me today, man? Didn't y'all just hear me today on, you know, a high frequency? Now you can hear me on Hindsight, the whole nine. Well, if you did hear me earlier, you heard me talking about this movie, and the movie is called Jupiter Ascending. Jupiter is Ascending. It's made by the Wachowski brothers. The Wachowski brothers are the same people who made the trilogy, The Matrix. Of course, they didn't make the screenplay for it. They actually developed it on the big screen because, you know, Sophia Stewart was the one who actually wrote The Matrix, but they were the ones who brought it to the movie theaters, the Wachowski brothers. Well, one of them turned into a chick now. He got a sex change. So I guess it's the Wachowski brother and sister. He, she, you know. But anyway, their movies are always going to drop science about how we get out of this whole thing, this whole illusion that we call the Matrix. So I bet all the money in the world, these people are down with a secret society, and they get lessons that the average people don't get. And that's how they're making these movies and really dropping it. But what's killer about it is you go back and watch The Matrix and then go watch this movie, Jupiter Ascending, you'll see exactly what I mean. But I'm going to give you a rundown on the movie. But first, I'm going to play a clip. Hopefully y'all can hear this clip. Where they are breaking it down on how to get the title to one's estate. Hope y'all can hear it. Can y'all hear this? Anyone in the chat?
Yo, Jonah, I can't hear it.
You can't hear it. Thank you. No. See? Man, I needed feedback. Okay. I tell you what, we're going to have to probably take a break, and what I'm going to have to do is probably feed it back through my speakers because y'all can't hear it. But one of the key things that it's telling you is you needed an advocate. Let's look at the word advocate. What the hell does advocate mean? Advocate. Let's go into it, y'all. Okay. Advocate is a verb. Third person singular, simple present, advocates, presents, participate, advocate, simple past and past participle, advocate. Man, they ain't really telling us nothing in. Man, that was Wikipedia. What kind of crap is that? Okay, let's go to another definition. To call off or away to withdraw or transfer of another tribunal, one who advocates his mind from other occupations. Advocate translation into English. Let's go into this one. I hate when they give you a definition and use the word in the definition. That's not telling you anything. Yeah. Ooh, my God. Oh, my God. I went into this English dictionary. It says lawyer, companion, barrister. Basically, an advocate is a third person who actually knows the rules of what you're doing, and they help you do what you need to do. All right? So that's what advocate. They had an advocate in this movie called Advocate Bob. But let me tell you, without y'all hearing about the movie, I wanted to really throw the crypt of the movie in. Like I said, I'll work on that later after we get a break in. But what was crazy is they said you had to authenticate the record. Then they went in and said you had to get a EIN for the estate. Then they said it had to be a third person to become heir. Yo, I promise you, this movie almost verbatim broke down what I've been teaching y'all to do. I think that's you know, either they've been listening to me teach, or either, as I've been saying, the time is now. The universe says it's over. So the Wachowski brothers got their information from wherever the hell they got it from. And I told y'all, I get mine from the ancestors. I tap into what we call the oversoul, or what we call the overmind, the 100 monkey syndrome, or the Akashic records. That's where my information came from. And then I went through and found the laws to let y'all understand what I was saying. You see what I'm saying? So I think it's really, really interesting the way these movies reveal the truth. Now, you got to understand, these people are bound to tell you the truth, but they're not bound about how to go about telling y'all the truth. A lot of the ways how they tell you the truth is through these movies. So you now need to change your mind when you're watching these movies. These movies aren't for entertainment. These movies is really for education. You need to start looking at these movies like you are a scientist. And the killer part is the people that was in power did not want this woman to get the inheritance. Because when she got her inheritance, she would own the whole earth. Now, it also broke down how they said that the people, the ones, the rulers, were behind all the rumors about vampires and all these other, you know, myths and stories. They were the reason behind it. Because what they were doing, they were using the human population as livestock. They were pulling out these people's essence, their soul, and they were using their essence so that they could go on and live forever. But these were humans that was in control. But they also had other beings that they had working for them, like these beings that looked like the Greys. They had these beings that looked like dragons. They had wings. They looked just like a dragon, but they were humanoid. They could talk, walk, all of that, right? And all these beings, they even took regular humans and spliced them, werewolves, dogs, to make them lichens. They spliced this other being with bees, so they were half bee, half human. They were doing all these genetics. They said for eons and eons and eons, they had all this technology that they hold away from their slave planet. The ones that they used to make this elixir so that they could live on forever would never have any of the technology that they really have under their belt so that they couldn't rival them, you see? So they said they would wait until the planet became overpopulated, and then they would harvest the planet, which means kill off all the people and turn them into this elixir so that they could live on forever. And they broke down how these other humans came from other planets. And they colonized all these other planets and seeded them, all these other planets, with humans so that they could come back later and harvest them. And that was the real money. The only real money, they said, in the universe was time. Why fight over resources when you have the vastness of space You could go get whatever you want from whatever planet you want to if you have the time to do it. So they said they realized the only thing they had to fight over was time. So they actually seeded whole planets just to grow people so that they could turn these people into this liquid. They said it was like 100 people in one, like, 40-ounce vial of liquid. 100 people. And that was their currency. That was the money. So I'm going to go to the chat lines, and I'm going to go to the call lines a little early. I'm going to see what people got to say about this movie in the whole nine, as far as the reality of the movie and how it incorporates into this matrix that we live in. 203-754. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God. What's going on, man? I was talking to you earlier on UPS call. I haven't seen the movie, but not especially. I just wanted to see it, but Brad and I studied that and learned it over the past few years about the cops and the aliens and whatnot and the humanoids. So
they've been expensive. For real, though.
What's going on?
When we go to these pyramids and these temples, it's showing us things that's right in the hieroglyphics, man. So a lot of this stuff is ancient. I think they reveal the truth in these comic books and in these movies like this. Yes. All right, but it's something written by this guy called Michael Moon. It's called the Terror Papers. I want y'all to Google the Terror Papers. You spell it T-E-R-R-A Papers. And
I don't wear brown.
I want y'all to read the Terror Papers.
Don't see what y'all
think about the Terror Papers. Man, you got it on YouTube. You got Jordan Maxwell that did something on it. Someone's here that's trying to debunk the Terror Papers by Robert Morning Sky. Robert Morning Sky was actually supposedly an Indian shaman, and it was passed on from generation to generation. I can neither confirm or deny that. But then I want y'all to actually go into Zachariah Sitchin's paperwork, and it's called the Terror Papers. He got the inky book and all that. Read that stuff and see what you think about this, because of course the story of Inky and Enlil talks exactly about what's going on in this movie called what's the name of the movie again? I forgot.
Jupiter Ascending.
Jupiter Ascending. So I really want y'all to really start studying what they call this whole extraterrestrial thing, because I'm telling y'all, we are the extraterrestrials, the actual people that's on this planet. We came from other planets and stuff like that. Our history has been hidden from us, you know? They find things on this planet that's billions and billions of years old, like spark plugs. Now, how in the world, billions of years ago, we got spark plugs? That means if you had spark plugs, you had cars and stuff. Motors, the same type of motors that we're using today. How do you explain that? You know, they found iron axes and stuff like that inside diamonds and stuff like that. To form a diamond takes a lot of time. You know what I mean? They found gold chains, gold rings. I tell y'all to go check out the Ica Stone, where we're sitting there as humans riding on the back of dinosaurs, just like you looking at the Flintstones. The Ica Stones is I-C-A-A Stones. And they got pictures. They got pictures, y'all. All y'all do is put in Ica Stones and then Google Images.
and you're going to see all the images of all these stones. Oh, man, that's your phone? Now, one thing interesting about the Ica stones, they have maps on these stones of what the whole planet looked like, each continent. And the maps are 100% accurate. But they try to tell y'all that this one man made all these stones, and some of these stones are big, most of these stones are tiny. We ain't got the technology to be writing on these stones like this, man. Y'all got to check this stuff out. And then once y'all check this stuff out, like I said, go back and watch this movie, Jupiter Ascending, and then you tell me what y'all think. But with that being said, yo, I'm going to go to another caller. I'm going to keep you in queue right now. I want to see, you know, the dialogue out there. What they think, is Jonah crazy?
Okay.
Yo, 425-919. Peace to the God.
Hey, peace to the God. Hey, peace, Jonah.
Peace to God. What's going on?
This is Malik calling from Washington.
Yo, what up, Malik?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing wonderful. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. You got a great topic going.
Well, thank you. Have you had a chance to see that that movie?
Yes, sir. I did see it, and you know, I was a little biased initially because you know I love Sophia Stewart for everything that she did, and you know, with them taking her work and all of that, and you know, I had the privilege of reading Sophia Stewart's book, Matrix 4, The Evolution of Consciousness and Cracking the Genetic Code. But when I watched the movie Jupiter Ascending, you know, I seen everything that you saw, you know, all about the estate. And the part that I found interesting was when she had to get her information, it looked like they were like IRS type of people, you know what I'm saying?
She went to the IRS. It named all the different places she had to go. It was all the same places that I'm telling you, you got to go. And then, in the end, she needed a seal. Same thing when I'm telling y'all got to authenticate these documents, have the official seal on it before you could do anything.
Real talk. And, you know, like I said, they just put it right there in front of your face. And if you, you know, if you're awake, you're going to see it. They just keep giving us more and more evidence and just more inspiration to keep going. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And yeah, it just lets us. I just got a $10 bill a couple of days ago, right? It was it was from 1950, and it had the old language on it. At the bottom, it said, I will pay to the bearer on demand." I was like, "This is crazy!"
Right.
It had the actual language on it, so that's just inspiration for me to keep going. Like, man, the law tells you what to do. And that's what that movie is there for, too, to keep you going, just to let you know you're on the right track.
Exactly. Because this stuff is real. Do not let these people in the public try to convince you that this ain't really going on, when it's definitely going on right in front of your face. And it's up to you to really utilize it and make it happen and get yourself out of this conundrum. Because they said everyone that was on Earth was a slave. The only ones that wasn't slave was the family called the Braskins. They owned everything. So
crazy.
It's crazy.
Hey, you talking about the elixir. I actually got an elixir from this guy named Dahuity, right? He has a store, dhealth.com. And I got the seventh chakra elixir. That was for the Akashic Records. And then that's when all the information just started coming forward. So everything is just on point. It's lining up.
Exactly.
I mean, they just put it right there in the movies for us. I think another good movie that I just wanted to throw this movie out there. The one with Angelina Jolie, where she's playing Sleeping Beauty. What's the name of that one? They're talking about the Moors. The Snow White one. It's not Snow White, but...
It's called
Maleficent. Yes. And so she's the protector of the Moors. They just come all out and just tell you what's going on. And when the Moors are is the land, and when the land comes alive, you see those Africoid features and everything. They ain't playing no game.
Exactly. Exactly. It's all there, but yo, we gotta start watching these movies with a scientific mind. Thanks for your comments, brother. Your
yes, sir.
Phone's a little noisy as hell, so I'm gonna move on to the next person.
All right, good brother. Peace to the God.
All right, peace to the God. Peace. All right, 862-668. Peace to the God. What's going on? Peace. Shoot it. Man, I guess they don't want to talk. All right, I'm moving on, man. I ain't got no time for that. Oh, they asked me, what movie is he talking about? Maleficent? And the movie I'm talking about is Jupiter Ascending. 716-201. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God. What's good, Jonah?
Oh, what's up, Dwight? You check out that movie?
Man, I seen that joint. That joint is crazy. That joint is crazy.
It really is, man. It really is. I mean, I don't think people really actually know what's up in there. I wish I could just get it to play where y'all could hear it on my computer. But what it's dealing with, man, y'all really going to have to check that out. And even if you ain't into the so-called science fiction of it, the way they told her how to get her inheritance back from the bureaucrat. See, they wanted to kill her. They didn't want her to collect that inheritance. You know what I mean? And the whole key was they owned it because it was in a trust. As long as she didn't collect it, it would become theirs. You know, and when she found out who she was, that's where all the problems started. That's when they were chasing her, locking her up, trying to kill her. You know, everything changed. That's the same thing y'all going through.
Hey, you know what I looked at? I looked at that movie from two different angles, right? When I seen it, I was thinking, like, you know, a lot of people not up on this. So when they watching it, it's just straight entertainment. You know what I'm saying? It's a good movie.
Right.
So they're going to watch it. They're going to hear that. And they're not going to catch the message because they're not going to be on that frequency.
Exactly.
Now, knowing what we know when we hear it, we got to pause it.
Pause it. Look at it 2-3 times. Take notes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, like, as I was watching the movie, I was watching it with my daughter, and I kept pausing it. He said, play the movie, play the movie. I'm like, no, I got to write this down.
Yo, I was taking notes just to talk about this today. You know what I mean? Like, I was looking. And then after I started taking notes, and then I just stopped taking notes because I was like, yo, I already know the information.
This is exactly.
This is what I teach. What the hell am I taking notes for? You know,
you always able to learn. That's why.
Yo, I had to really conceptualize it in my mind and put it up to what I was teaching. I was like, yo, this is identical. Even when I'm talking about the three sun solar system and all that, they were showing all that stuff in this movie, man. I'm like, man, this shit don't make no damn sense. I feel like I got hijacked. You know what I mean? They just stole my info and put it out.
Reptilians up there and all that.
All of that. Man, you see that movie, Akeem?
Yeah, I watched it on Saturday.
Chime in, brother. What you got to say about that movie? I want you to tell me from your Christian background. Try to act like you still a Christian and tell me about the movie.
That's
on
hard
the Christian
to do. Because I wiped all of that away.
I know what
you
mean.
What was interesting,
man,
to me is, you know, they said Planet Earth was a slave, and that one guy, the evil brother, was like the owner of that planet.
Yeah, the Braxis brother, the oldest brother, was the owner.
And he was the one who ran the plant for manufacturing that elixir, you know,
right?
And and he didn't want to give up the planet. That he was the one who really started to take her out because he knew if she came in.
He was
in
the
main one.
The younger one and the oldest one, the sister didn't give a damn. The oldest one and the youngest one wanted to kill her, but mainly the oldest one, the one who owns the earth, wanted to kill her so she couldn't come back and claim it from him.
Right. But you remember what the brother said? The one that was smooth and almost got her to marry him.
Yeah.
He was like, once she found out he was lying, he said lying is just so much easier. He can get what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much what we living under. They tell us all of these stories about religion. And because people will accept the lies rather than take the truth, because the truth is a harder path. Because the real truth is it takes personal responsibility to achieve the things that you want in your life. So basically, those lies that we're being told take responsibility away from you. Okay, I go get a job. Let somebody else be the boss. I'm the slave, but I got a guaranteed paycheck. You see what I'm saying?
And a paycheck that gives you pennies.
Right.
Gives you pennies. I mean, let's really talk about that.
Yeah.
Yo, they really do. They really do. Most people can't deal with the stress of working for self, right? And they have to deal with making money on their own with no guarantee, right?
Right.
And they want money every day. But sometimes, yo, it might take you a month or 2 months, but then you make $10,000-$20,000 on your own.
Right.
Some people only making $20,000 a year. Don't you know the average entrepreneur is making $10,000-$20,000 in 1 month?
Right.
Y'all don't understand how that's possible. You know, the average worker don't understand how you make so much more servicing the people with your business than you ever will working for someone.
But, you know, when you say average $10,000 a month, but to keep it real, it's a little bit high, well, a lot higher than that. It's really, that's a week.
I'm talking about mom and pop, son. I'm talking about a bullshit business. I'm talking about you could make that cutting lawns.
Right. That's true.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about a middle grade company or a medium company or a large company. Come on, man. They make millions to billions a day. A big company. You know what I mean? That's way beyond most people's thoughts. See, I try to keep it on the comprehension of the people who I think is listening to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the average person, you know, with a job, come on, man. They make about $700 to $1,500 every 2 weeks, right? That's roughly $3,000 a month, right?
Right.
Picture you telling that person you could make $20,000 a month, and $20,000 is nothing. But picture that. Come on. To them, they rich. Their whole reality has changed. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's why I talk on that level because, you know, that's the level that some people can handle. They can't really handle, you know, yo, I make $100,000 a day.
Yeah.
How they going to handle that?
Yeah, that's true. If they ain't never seen it, they're not going to be able to comprehend it. Now, another thing that I didn't like about the movie was the color scheme. Had all the white
folks.
Oh, my
God. Yo, they had one blue-black brother, and he was a mercenary, a hired thug. And only people that controlled in that universe was white people.
Right.
They were the only good people. And then everyone else was some type of different other being that was lowly and just a mere slave.
You know, even those...
But let me ask you a question, though. You don't think that movie reflects the reality of what we call the public right now?
It reflects the public. I agree with that part. But the reality of it, it's us. Our people that's running everything. It's our own people that's doing everything. It's not them.
I agree with you. I mean, most of the time when I go to a government building, I see our people
protecting these people and doing the work. Right. Just like, you know, if I watch the NBA, are there white people that plays in the NBA? Of course. But the majority of the players are black. And the majority of the daggone owners are white.
Right.
So
right.
That's what I'm saying. Of course, they reflected it according to what they feel the world is like. You know, and yo, I see them, man. Come on, man. They got a movie coming out called Hannibal. And they got Hannibal as a white man. You know what I mean? This
right.
is what they do. This is what they do. And when they're making the movie, I'm sorry to say, they can do what they want to do.
Right.
And that's what they're going to put out. You know what I mean? But I'm listen, you know, y'all.
Hey, Jonah, let me throw that movie in the chat real quick so people can watch
Go ahead.
It. I'll throw the movie up in the chat so people could be able to watch it.
So they can watch it. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I was waiting for that movie to come out. So, my God, I finally got it.
Yo,
but it was
I don't think it ever hit the real movie theaters.
It was in the movie theater. It came out in the
really?
Movie theater, like, late part of last year. Yeah.
I ain't never heard. I've never seen a commercial for it or anything.
I did because I wanted to see it, but I just never made it to the theater. Because what caught my interest, he had said most people think that, you know, life started only on Earth. And that's
right.
why I said, okay, that's going to be a good movie that's just going to break down, you know, what's really going on. And then the other interesting part about her, the bees knew her royalty. You
yeah.
see? And it was breaking that down.
Yeah, I thought that was real good too. You know, let me go to the line and see what someone else got to say. Hold on 1 second. 585-203. Peace to the gods.
Peace to the gods. Peace to the gods. Loving the topic. Loving the topic. This is Brother Clay.
What's up, brother?
Chilling,
did you see the movie?
Oh yeah, I saw it in theaters. It was actually supposed to come out in the summertime, and they pushed it back to, like, you know, January. You know what I mean? But
they made a bunch of revisions on the movie because of what I was
teaching was too
close.
I'm sure they did. Because they pushed it back.
That's what I heard. Yeah, that's what I heard. They changed damn near the whole movie because it was too close to everything I was saying. I've actually got a couple of clips of before they changed it, too, and it was uncanny.
Man, this movie was like a Molotov cocktail of just all kind of information because they actually touched on, like, reincarnation, too. That's how she
of your DNA. Exactly the same.
They said she was a reoccurrence of her, of their mother, and that's how she inherited it.
Yep.
I was like, wow. They went
and
all the way in.
And bust out how they said the mother, even though she died maybe 200,000 years ago or whatever time, because the daughter was, what, 14,004 years?
Yep.
So the mother must have died, like, let's say, 5,000 to 6,000 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they said the mother made provisions for her reoccurrence, her DNA. To make sure. Now, that's funny because I often tell people, you know, when you die, let's say if you die a violent death, like, boom, you got shot in the head or some shit, or you fell on your head and died. When you're born as a baby, your birthmark is going to be in the same place that injury was just before you died.
Yeah, wow.
And they've been tracing that scientifically for a minute. So when y'all looking at y'all's birthmarks, remember, y'all brought some type of energy over from the last life, and that's how you got that mark.
Oh, yeah. I'm 100%, you know, in the know as far as that. I studied the science, you know. I studied the science cosmology, so I love the movie. You know, I was looking forward to seeing it. But what I did want to point out is they did have a sister in there. She was the captain of the ship. She was the one who came back and saved them.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And you know what kills me about these type of racist movies?
when you look at, you know, you got I Am Legend and all that, why is it always the black people that come back and save them?
They got to tell you the truth.
One black person is always going to be the one that saves the hero. What's up with that?
Right.
But, yo, sister was fine. She was fine, though. Some big, juicy lips, that chocolate skin.
But she was the one that held it down. I took note of that. I'm like, okay, she saved the
yo,
day.
Yo, hey, did you notice she was the conscious?
Over.
She was the conscious, and she was the one running the whole police force called the
yep.
Aegis, and they was just and fair.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I peeped all that. Yeah, that you. I like the way you pointed that out, though.
It was a good movie. It was right on board with everything y'all was saying. Like, same thing, like when she had to go through all the different, they kept giving her the runaround. She was trying to get their inheritance. You got to go here. You got to go here. Then they had to bribe homie.
Mm-hmm. Straight had to bribe homie to get it started.
Yep.
Now, I also want to point out that the seal that they received was the seal of the planet that the original humans was from. And that's how she got tied into the actual inheritance was. She had to take on the name and the energy and know where her ancestor came from to get the inheritance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all should be going, So when they got y'all running around saying, I'm a white man, I'm a black man and all that, you will never be inheritable by going by those types of labels.
Right.
That is not what your ancestor went by, so you will never be able to gain your inheritance through that. Those are corporate fiction. We have to shed the corporate fiction and take on the name and know the place where our damn ancestors are from.
Yep.
And there
you're 100% right.
Yeah, man. And this is why people get mad at me when I'm be like, yo, man, yeah, we're Moors as a description. But, brother, you talking to me now. I want to know, who are you? Where did you come from? What family did you come from? What is your nationality? Your nationality cannot be Moor. What is the name
man,
of your family? Where did your family come from? You know?
I be saying
and
that all the time.
People get mad at me, man. A lot of Moors get mad at me, especially the new Moors, you know, that just got into the information because, you know, they ain't never heard it before in the temple. So they get mad when I say something like that. But it's true. All you got to do is pick up the Bible, the Quran, and all that. It tells you that the generations of the earth would be what? Written in a book. So you would know where you descended from. Isn't that what Genesis is?
Yep. Genesis.
You know? So I'm like, yo, you ain't keeping up with the law when the law especially told you to honor thy mother and thy father. So how you honoring your mother and your father if you don't know where they came from and who they are and how they descended from the original people that got here on the planet?
Cool.
You know what I mean? How you going to inherit the land that they had if you don't know who they are?
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Damn, someone busting shots?
That was my phone. Pull up a video. I think it's beautiful though that you could when you got your right lens on, you could see through some of these different movies and get something. But you know, honestly, most people they just getting the action part of it. They not getting the whole esoteric part of it. And I, man, it's that public versus private. They're going in there in a public capacity, and we're going in there with our private capacity. And it's the same thing with all these religious books. I'm like, damn, everything is public and private. They read the religious books, and they get the public part, which is like, okay, I don't know if you know, this stuff is really possible to happen, but when you get the private information, that's the undertone. You're like, damn, it all makes sense.
Right.
It all makes sense, but they try to act like we be making this stuff up. Jonah's a
you don't make it up.
You know what I mean? Like you know, I ain't got nothing better to do but just to make shit up. Listen, man, if I could make up all this stuff, man, I'd be a filmmaker. I'd be into writing books and getting paid, yo, if I had this type of imagination. I just ain't got it, y'all. You know, this stuff is what they put out.
Right. It's the real deal.
Oh, it's
the
real.
Deal.
Real.
It's the real deal.
I've worn it a few times. It's real. So
me too. I test it. I test it. You know, when I do my paperwork, man, I make sure I got a favorable aspect of mercury in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I make sure that it's all the way lined up, you know, because I need the path of least resistance is the path of the most knowledge that I have.
Exactly. Yo, I had a friend of mine, right? He came over the other day. So he be working too much, man. So he don't really stay on listening to me and getting the new information, whatever, whatever. So he's not on the injunction or whatever. But he went into court for, you know, travel, of course. And, you know, he was in court, and he told the judge and the prosecutor, he's like, listen, what you doing to others come back to you. If y'all try to do me dirty, because you know I didn't harm no one, and I'm up under the rules of the Most High and my ancestors. Y'all doing me wrong, I'm going to my ancestors, and I'm going to pray to them. And the same thing you do to me is going to be done to you through my ancestors. Yo, they gave him a R&R bond. He signed out.
Wow.
Basically, he told them, I'm going to put some juju on you. Yo, they looked at him like he was crazy and signed his ass and got him up out of there.
They know.
Yo. Right. The time is now, yo. Y'all rely on y'all's ancestors. Y'all will start getting remedies that you want. Listen, man. Everyone be... Black people the only ones that say this dumb shit right here. Oh, it doesn't matter what color Jesus is.
Oh,
really?
Man, I hate that.
Really? Really? Okay. Let's deal with that. Okay. You gonna tell me that Japanese people don't look up to a god that looks like them? What about Chinese? Buddha, all them, right? What about Hindus? They got Shiva and all that. They look like them. Everybody on the planet prays to their ancestors that looks just like them, but got us, the original people, praying to people that look nothing like us. They want
right.
y'all to pray to blonde hair, blue eyed Jesus. They want
right.
you to pray to Buddha. Well, I ain't gonna lie, Buddha is us, but not the image that they want to show you today.
Right.
They're not showing you the original images of Buddha when he had 360 degree waves in his hair when he was young and skinny. When he got a little in his middle age when he had the dread. You know, they show you the beginning of his dread, the little, you know, the little dots on his head, but they don't show you when he grew them dreads nice and long. They don't show you that one, right? And then they want to show you the one where he's bald, so you don't know, you know what I mean? But I'm like, yo, all you got to do is look at that big-ass nose and them damn lips, man. But anyway, they got you praying to every image that's not yours, which means you're avoiding the first law. And the first law was honor thy mother and thy father. And your days will be long upon this earth and prosperous. And then y'all want to know why y'all's time is not long and prosperous. I encourage everyone, literally,
mm-hmm.
to acknowledge their own ancestors. I'm talking about Big Mama and them that you grew up, you knew. You know what I mean? And if your Big Mama and them are still alive, please ask Big Mama and them about their parents and where they came from. I'm talking about y'all really tying back into your vine. I mean,
right.
and that's what it is, man. That's what's going to give you your power. But yeah, they, man, they didn't want to fuck with him. They didn't want that juju on them.
See, hey, that argument, it doesn't matter, is so invalid, because if it didn't matter, how come every image, especially in this Western culture, when it talks about Jesus or any biblical character, is always a white man?
And the description inside the Bible says something totally different.
Right.
Yep.
So, the first question I posed to that person who says that to me, I said, when you think of Jesus, what's the first thing you see? You see a black man or white? Well, I see a white man. I said, don't you think that makes a difference in your self-esteem by the God you worship?
That's because they don't understand the law of attraction.
Right.
Don't you understand if you have that in the image of your mind that that's God and you're asking for help, what you're asking is for something that's opposite of you. So you're pulling in negative energy instead of positive energy. Everyone needs to pull in positive energy of self-image.
Right.
You know, I tell people all the time, if you want to be rich, you need to have pictures all over your house of riches. That your subconscious repetitively sees it every day, and it's going to pull it in. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So you got to stop looking for outside forces to help you and start looking for you to help you and your ancestors to give you the supernatural help you need.
And that's what I would say. They drop this stuff in movies so much. And I got two young boys. You know, so they love The Lion King, and The Lion King drops everything in there.
Right.
I promise you, bro, they need to get their head knocked over so they can realize
exactly.
You got to go back to the answer. It's always
right.
within you. It was always within you.
Right.
Always
he had, he had to see the shaman to get knocked over the head and realize, like, damn, I'm really a lion. I'm a herd messing with things I'm supposed to be eating.
Right.
Exactly. C1 says, Jonah, your job is to explain shit laws to us. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yo, I think you're right, C1. I think you're right. You know, but we got to talk about regular shit, too. But, hey, I'm going to get another caller. 444-427. Peace to the God. What's going on? You there? 404-427-6391. Take yourself off of mute. I don't think people be knowing how to use the board, man. They just be putting their hands up. You know what I mean? We ain't in a party. We are not in a party.
Somebody's mic is echoing.
You know who that is. That's my wife on the third floor listening in. She always calls echo. She didn't already text me. How come I'm just now hearing about this movie? I was watching the movie sitting right next to her, and she was sleeping. You feel me?
Yeah, like me. I was watching it. Everybody else was doing something else.
Right.
Oh,
you don't pay me no daggone mind unless I'm on the air. Other than that, I ain't good for nothing. Yo, with that being said, since it ain't that many people that want to call in and ask no questions or talk about the movie, man, I'm about to hang up. I've been on the phone all damn day.
Let me plug in, man, about Saturday.
Yes.
The show I'm going to be doing Saturday, just so you know, keep people in tune. At 7 p.m. on Hindsight Radio, I'm going to be starting a show called Sleep Sheep. So, you know, watch out for that. And come check me out. I'll
Absolutely.
Be on there kick.
Oh, tell them about your website and all that.
Oh, yeah, corporatefreedomgroup.com. You know, you can go there, get different information. You know, it has a health section on there. It has a chat section where you can come in there and ask questions or leave comments. you know. And it has a home page where it has a lot of Jonah shows on there from High Frequency and the shows from Hindsight. So you can kind of navigate and find them kind of easy instead of having to look all over for them. And
right on.
That's about it.
Now, all I have to say is, yo, listen, y'all better get y'all's time in with me on Hindsight because, you know, this Friday I'm doing a seminar. I will not be on High Frequency Friday. I won't be on this week or next week.
Right.
All right, because I'm going to do seminars. And actually, my seminar touring is getting real heavy. So the only time y'all going to get to talk to me and hear me is on Hindsight this summer, man. I'm already booked all the way out to June. Actually, July, I'm sorry. July 1st. And it's about to be filled in. They called me today. They're looking for the flight. Now, with that being said, also, I'll be back on Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and the show is called Consultation Wednesday. Now, remember, y'all can call in and get these free consultations, ask me about anything, and the whole nine, it's not like a regular show. I'm especially there just to answer questions that y'all have on Wednesday. So with that being said, thanks for tuning in tonight. Check that movie out. Also, check out the Terror Papers. Go check out the Ica Stones. Google. All you have to do is Google the Terror Papers and Google the Ica Stones, and you'll see what I'm saying. Matter of fact, I'm going to put it into the chat so y'all can check it out yourselves, and then go back and see that movie, man. All right? So with that being said, it's been another wonderful show. Thank y'all for tuning in, and we see you another time. But stay on while the music's playing because I'm putting stuff in the chat, all right? And peace.
Feel it coming in the air. Yeah. And the screams from everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to the smell.
I'm ready.
It's a dangerous
Stop.
Love affair.
Come on.
Can't be scared when it goes down. Got a problem, tell me now. Only thing that's on my mind is who's gonna run this town tonight.
Your allegiance, this your position. All black, everything. Black cards, black cards. All black, everything. And our girls are black birds, riding with they cylinder. I can't more in depth if you boys really real enough. This is not familiar. I'll explain later, but for now, let me get back to this paper. I'm a couple bands down, and I'm trying to get back. I gave another grip, I lost a flip for 5 stacks. Yeah, I'm talking 5,60.0 Here the back to running circles round niggas, now we quit up. Hold up.
Life's a game, but it's not fair. I break the rules, so I don't care.
Uh-huh.
I keep doing my own thing. Walking tall against the rain. Victory's within the mile. Almost there, don't give a sound. Only thing that's on my mind is who won.
The return of the God, peace God. It ain't nobody fresher, I'm in Mason. Martin Martella on the table screaming, fuck the other side, they jealous. We got a banquet full of bras, they got a table full of fellas.
Yeah.
And they ain't spending no cake, they should throw their hand in, cause they ain't got no space.
Yeah.
My whole team got those, so my banquet is looking like millionaires, bro.
Yeah.
Life's a game, but it's not fair. I break the rules.
I keep doing my own. That's a little bit. Right.
Mm-hmm.